time now for Date Nights. We are joined in the studio for the first time in 3 weeks by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
That can't be right.
It has been 3 weeks.
I've seen you since then.
Yeah, but we've seen each other since then, but we were on vacation like for the last 2 weeks. We haven't had date night.
Vacation.
And we recommend date night activities for folks to see and do in the community if they're looking for romantic evenings out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hard for us to do now because we're so out of practice. Like, we were in Boston, we were in Maine. Like, we haven't done romantic things in Chapel Hill in, like, 2 weeks. So,
yeah,
got to get back in the swing of things.
And we did nothing romantic in New Hampshire when we could have stopped at one of many roadside liquor lottery stores run by the state.
So, the fun thing about growing up in Michigan is Michigan is not an ABC store.
Right.
So when you move to a state that is, it is weird and wild and new and different and
terrible.
Yeah. So like, I still don't get the whole ABCs thing, but the fun fact is that every single state that is an ABC state is an ABC state in a different way.
Right.
So in North Carolina, we've got these ABC stores where you go and you buy your liquor. Was it in Maine where it's an ABC state, but all of the ABC stores are inside
the grocery stores. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go to the grocery store and you buy your liquor in like the special separate section. And then in New Hampshire, there were literally just like giant liquor stores that had their own special exits off the interstate. Like, hit the road, go buy your liquor, get back on the highway. Nothing could possibly go wrong with this plan.
I mean, it's in a bottle, Aaron.
It is in a bottle. Yeah. I do remember growing up in Michigan, they did have drive-through liquor stores.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
And that feels dangerous.
It was a little.
What do I know? I'm just one man.
It was the 80s. So, yeah. So we pick a topic every week and we recommend date night activities based on that. And date night is like a lot of our 8:30 in the morning segments on this show. Like, it's a fun, lighthearted segment. We have fun. We joke around a little bit. And it's a nice little break in the heavy news. But sometimes we do that in the context of heavy news. So all week long, of course, everyone has been talking about and thinking about and concerned about the Supreme Court decision. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think we should do in the context of that and in the wake of it and the aftermath of it is say, hey, women's rights are under attack in this country. Let's elevate women's rights and let's elevate women and women-owned businesses in our community. So with that in mind, date night activities that are women-owned businesses.
Yeah. You pitched this to me, and I love it as a concept. And
the problem is you then have to do some research to find out which of your favorite date night activities are actually owned by, because who knows who owns these businesses, right?
Yeah. And here's where I want to have my, like, angry rant for a second. I told Aaron this is going to go one of two ways. Like, one is I'm going to do a lot of research and figure out women-owned businesses that are, like, exclusively women-owned and give a bunch of great suggestions. Or I'm going to go on like a 90-second rant about how it's hard to tell what is a business that is only successful because of primarily the women who like do the sweat equity.
Right.
As opposed to like they own the capital that is making it happen.
Right.
And I'm not going to name specific places because I'll get in trouble in some way, shape, or form.
This business.
Can say that.
Like 97.9 The Hill, where like the person who runs the business on a day-to-day basis is Aubrey Williams, who's our general manager.
Yes.
She's not our owner.
Yeah,
so
she's not an owner.
Like, she's the person who runs the business day-to-day, but the ownership is different. So,
and
I get
that. And there are a tremendous number of women in, like, highly responsible positions at the station who are not solely responsible for the success of it, but put so much equity into it that they are, right?
We can expand this out and say businesses that are run by women.
Yeah,
if you like.
We can. I think it makes it easier because a lot of the businesses that I love are a husband-wife pairing, like where it is kind of a family-run business, but the wives and women in the business are highly like involved. I'm gonna throw two out there just to kind of start.
All right.
One is Durham Distillery, out in Durham near the old ballpark.
Yeah.
Where you can go and do tours, but it's a husband-wife pairing. Like, they have been making the best gin in America for the past
ten years.
It's been a while.
But literally, they've won awards, best gin in America.
Is that? And then, you know, I think about places like Casual Pint, where we go in and I don't know who owns it.
A husband and wife team.
I assume it's a husband and wife team that own it. And every time I've been there, they are both there and working, and they both provide so much to the business that, like, it should be acknowledged that, like, this happens. And I don't know. Like, it goes back to, like, the initial 90-second rant. Like,
Casual Pint is great. Durham Distillery is great because you can go to Durham Distillery and take the tour, and that's super fun. And then right next door is a great bar called Corpse Reviver, which specializes in drinks made with the Durham Distillery gin. And that whole experience is a really nice date night. You go, you take the tour, you have a drink. They've got small plates. It's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, so that's my, like, just general pitch out there is, like, whether you're in Durham or, like, Chapel Hill, these are two great places to start your night and then continue onward from there.
I've got two women-owned businesses in downtown Chapel Hill that are almost right across the street from each other. One of them is Imbibe, Mandy Brown's restaurant.
Yep.
We were going to have some overlap.
Yeah.
Imbibe is owned by Mandy Brown. It's right around the corner on Henderson Street. It's Henderson Street, right? Yeah. And that's a great place to go get a drink, great food, New Orleans themed. She's fantastic. Yeah. She gives a lot to the community. And then across the street from that and maybe half a block down the road on Franklin Street is Carolina Coffee Shop, which has a number of different owners. One of them, at least one woman, Heather O'Reilly, that I know of. But there's a couple of people who own that business. Also about to celebrate its 100th anniversary next year in business. So historic as well as a really, really good woman-owned business. And also, in my opinion, the best restaurant on East Franklin Street, at least, I think.
I mean, Peppers is gone, right?
Peppers is gone.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
going to
say that anyway.
Yeah.
So that's mine. Do you have another one?
I do. I'm just going to pitch out there that's been in the community in Durham, especially for a while, Coco Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Which
a good
is
one.
Fantastic. And is right around the corner, at least off of like the Gear Street area of Durham, of another coffee shop that's maybe a little less community oriented. But like being able to go out and like support a business.
I mean, it's oriented to a community, just not the community that it's in.
Yeah. Look, I said what I said, right? I've already thrown in a lot of hot takes in this date night.
Don't mention that coffee shop and orientation in the same sentence.
I've been on vacation for 3 weeks.
But Coco Cinnamon is great.
Coco Cinnamon's fantastic. They've got a couple locations. They give back to the community a lot like a lot of the other places we've named today. And you can spiral out from there and like enjoy like downtown Durham, at least from the one that's, you know, two blocks away from the coffee shop we won't name.
And wind up at Corpse Reviver.
There you go.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.